It was his hands. They were so still, so lifeless. He had such strong hands, used to work, used to shaping the world around him. Always moving, always on the go. I remember, as a bairn, he would grip so fiercely, grasping your finger as if his life would depend on it. I suppose it did for a while. Then, the only time that they were still was when he was sleeping. So still. Such peace. But more than once, that awful moment when, despite yourself, you think, is this it? And panic overtakes reason until, thank God, he sighs and his breath continues. You never want to outlive them. No mother does. You'd do anything, anything to prevent that. So many griefs along the way when he no longer takes the breast. And you're glad in many ways, and yet just once more would have been grand. When a cuddle is refused, or another preferred, when you no longer mark the circumference of his world, when things happen, dreadful things, and you can't stop it. Oh God, such dreadful things. And those wounds no mother should have to see or tend, and still this fiercest feeling. Give me my son, and I can make it better. Just give him to me, and let me make it better. And you try, and you try, and you take his hand, and oh God, it's cold, so very cold. This can't be his hand, surely. There must be some mistake. And there has been, and there's no correcting it now. Such bony hands. I held them for a long while, as if holding might stem the tide, as if the womb might be restored around him, and this vital connection supply all he needs once more. Later, when he'd grown, and I thought my heart would burst once more, his hands would be still from time to time, not just when he slept, though I could no longer watch him then, but when he prayed. Such stillness in his hands as he prayed, like they'd found a home and searching was no longer needed. Like they were being hailed by somebody else, someone I couldn't see. I have to believe that, you see. It's the only thing that helped me to let go of his hand in the end. The thought that they were still being hailed. Else, I'd be holding them still.